And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Now, usually during the next 15 minutes, we discuss investment strategies. But today it's a different but very important topic. So back in January, clients, husband and wife, were in my office. We were doing yearly reviews, adding more funds here and there, both quite pleased with the returns for the past year, the past several years. They left my office, all happy, all good to go. A few weeks later, he was 82. He sort of fainted, fell, hit his head. Better get that checked out. Which he did, and discovered it was a brain tumor. Serious, hospital, surgery, outcome not very good. He got transferred to a hospice. Now his wife, bravely and knowing what could be the eventual outcome, kept in contact with me. And despite the sudden turn of events, she had the ultimate praise for her husband's care. What a place. What a staff. Making her husband's stay as comfortable as, well, I guess as it could be under the circumstances. So with that, I wanted to know more. What was this place that had taken such good care of my client, her husband? I wanted to get a representative on the show. Now, before we could air the show today, sadly, earlier this month, my client, the husband, had passed away. So his wife will be listening in this morning. And now I'd like to introduce, from Halifax Hospice, CEO Gordon Neal. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Roger.
And welcome, and thank you for coming, and coming in safely. And on behalf of the family, they thank you again for everything your staff have done. They would have liked a different news, but appreciate the final days as comfortable as possible.
Appreciate that.
So, first off, I didn't know anything about this, so she called me. So let's start off basic question number one. What is a hospice?
So a hospice is a home-like setting. If you could picture a fairly large home, ours is 10 bedrooms, private bedrooms, with lots of other family and common spaces. So it looks like a home, but it functions like a hospital. That's probably the best way to describe it. So it's a home-like environment where doctors and medical people and lots of other support staff provide end-of-life care to patients and their families.
So I guess you're at a point where there's no more a cure, but lots of care to give.
Yeah, we call it living the best life you can live until the very last moment. And that's our objective, is to make people as comfortable and live as well as they can with their families till the last breath.
So what's the difference between a palliative care and hospice care?
So we deliver palliative care. We just deliver it in a hospice setting. So some people would refer to that as hospice palliative care. There's a palliative care unit in our hospital here in Halifax, the Dixon Center. There's many others around the province. One might ask, well, what's the difference between palliative care in a hospital and palliative care in a hospice? And really, they're the same pretty much for the patient. The focus is on comfort and making the patient as comfortable as possible. But in a hospice, we also care for emotional, spiritual, mental issues, that's part of the care regimen. We don't just look after the patient, we look after the patient's family and loved ones, and that's the differentiator.
So you're not there alone, but in both cases, I guess that's kind of your final journey, is where you're...
Generally, yes. There are exceptions. From time to time, we have discharged patients from hospice, and in the last 2 years, we've discharged 8 in total, but we've admitted 237, so generally, it's the last stop.
So... less than 4%.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break for a little 30-second spot. We'll be right back with more from Halifax Hospice and CEO Gordon Neal.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back with CEO Gordon Neal of Hospice Halifax. I get the name right this time.
Yes,
so
thanks.
I always like to back it up every time I meet a client in the office. Let's back it up a little bit to your story. So your story, Gord, that's your background. How did you get involved in all this?
So I was a business person and entrepreneur my whole career. I was near retirement age, and I had some other friends who were business owners, entrepreneurs, and we wanted to do something good for our community. A friend of mine suggested that we build a hospice, and much like most people in Halifax, this is back in 2012, I said, what's a hospice? I had no idea, because we didn't have one in Nova Scotia, so how would we know? I researched the idea, and I traveled to some hospices across the country to understand what they were and what they did, and I was pretty impressed. And so I started volunteering for the organization. And then later that year, it was weird, but or ironic, I guess, my mom was at end of life with pancreatic cancer in St. John, New Brunswick. And at the time, the only hospice in Atlantic Canada was Bobby's Hospice in St. John. And my mom spent her last 8 days there, and I lived there with her, helping care. So that's how I really got to understand what hospice was about, and it sort of cemented my belief in the cause, and it caused me to work that much harder to make this thing a reality in Nova Scotia.
So you've been through it yourself?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess, and you touched on earlier, so what size? I mean, how many people can you take in, and are they just bids, or they're full rooms, like private rooms?
Yeah, so they're private rooms. They're around 275 square feet each. They're nicely equipped. You know, they're as home-like as we can make them, but again, they function like a hospital, so the bed is like a hospital bed, but we try to dress the room up. They're all different colors. They're lovely. It's a lovely space.
So they're not dreary and
no,
sad.
No, they're lovely. They've got, you know, nice art. We encourage patients and their families to bring in lots of family memorabilia and put it on the walls or put it on the shelves and make the place their home. So we treat that patient's room as though it is their home.
And well, my client had mentioned, like, you know, what a place, and food, and I don't know, chef's food, and, you know, great food and service. Again, not the best reason to be there, but if you are, it was the best place to be.
We try, so I'm very pleased to hear those comments, delighted actually. And that's what we strive for, is that we try to treat every patient and their family as the individual they've been their whole life. They're not a patient at end of life. They're still Tom or Betty or whoever. We try to cater to their wants and likes. We try to deliver them the food that they want, their favorites, and they eat what they want when they want to eat it. So it's very much our food service is, you know, people think of hospital food and it doesn't have a great rep in many cases. In our case, it's much more like food service would be in a hotel. It's what you want to eat when you want to eat.
And the family could eat, and everyone did as well as they could.
Yes.
So with that, to be there, is there an age limit? You're too young for this, or you're too old, or is there a risk level? You're not serious enough, or you're well beyond too serious. Is there a limit as to who can be in a hospice?
Yeah, so if your listeners were interested to know whether they have a loved one that's appropriate or not, if they went to our Hospice Halifax website, so hospicehalifax.ca, there is a segment there on, you know, I wish to be admitted, or how can I be admitted, and it's very clear and succinct there what the practice and policy is. But to speak to your question, generally patients are 16 years of age or older, but there can be exceptions, and we work with the IWK in that regard. Generally, patients do no longer need curative care, so they're not being treated for chemotherapy or radiation or those types of things that are curative. If they're not needing those kinds of clinical care, then they're probably appropriate for hospice. Now, we have limitations. We don't have dialysis machines. So if you needed dialysis regularly, we couldn't admit you. And so there are certain facets of care that we can't accommodate. But by and large, probably 90% of the people who die at hospital, probably 90% of those patients could be appropriate for hospice care.
So who or when is it decided it's time for hospice? Is that the patient decides, or the doctor, or family, or both, or all three, or someone who evaluates, yes, it's time, this is the best for you?
That's a great question. And it is all three, to use your words. So it would be a collaboration between what we call the most responsible healthcare professional, which is usually the family doctor, but it could be the oncologist, it might be the palliative care team at the hospital, it could be a VON nurse. But there's usually a discussion that occurs between the patient, their professional caregiver, and their family to determine whether they're appropriate for hospice or not. And if felt to be appropriate, the medical practitioner makes a referral to us, and we examine that referral and measure it against our admission criteria and say yay or nay, the patient's appropriate or not yet appropriate or not appropriate.
Now, in a rare case, and usually it doesn't happen this way, couples, usually one person leaves first and the other is a survivor for months, years later. But in the case of both were deemed terminal or coming to the end, is there availability for couples to be together?
Yes, they could. Okay. Yeah, we could accommodate that. That hasn't happened yet.
Because it's rare. Most people don't go at the same time. But
that's a possibility and be one that we'd be happy to accommodate.
All right. So the one question she was asking, like being amazed at this place and how good it was, and being a finance guy, I guess the first question I would ask, who pays for all this? Like, how's it funded? You're getting the service and you're getting doctors and nurses and whatever. Who pays for this?
So that's a great question.
That's my finance sort of... Who's paying for this?
And it's a great, it is a great question because it's wonderful care and it's not inexpensive. But first of all, it's free to the patient. They don't pay us.
So I understood.
In Nova Scotia, the guidelines are that the community, in our case, it was the Hospice Society of Greater Halifax, which is a nonprofit charitable organization. The community had to raise the money for the capital cost of the building, which was approximately $8 million to build it, open it, and equip it. Then on an annual basis, it costs about $2.25 million a year to run the facility. And we have an agreement through the Nova Scotia Health, which used to be called Nova Scotia Health Authority. But Nova Scotia Health, or the province of Nova Scotia, funds us about $1 million a year, which, you know, helps pay for the doctors and nurses and the clinicians that deliver the care. And then in addition, we need to raise about $1.25 million a year annually in the community. And we do that through various means, fundraising events, generous donors, and we have many. Over 8,000 last year contributed to
8,000 donors.
8,000 donors.
That goes towards the 1.25 to 1.25 million that you need.
That's right. And in addition, we operate a retail store out in Lower Sackville called the Compassionate Closet,
okay,
which is a new-to-you store, but it's a new-to-you store not like any other you've ever seen.
I mean, that's quite a fundraising, $1.5 million. So donations they could make and tax-deductible donations?
Yes.
So I guess the two questions before we go, so how do people reach you, A, to find out more about their family, and number two, how can I make donations?
In both cases, they can do one of two things. They could go to our hospice website, which is, again, hospicehalifax.ca, and everything they need to know is there. They could also just call us, 902-446-0929, and we're happy to answer any questions
about
any topic.
Repeat that number one more time.
Sure, 902-446-0929.
There you got it. Let's do one more question. So, again, on the fundraising, you have to raise $1.5 million donations. How can people donate?
So there's lots of ways people can donate. So they certainly volunteer either at the hospice or at the store. So we make extensive use of volunteers.
And it's probably been tough during COVID times?
It's very tough during COVID times. And so we had to dramatically restrict the use of volunteers during COVID because, we had to limit the turns at the door. So they can volunteer at the store or at the hospice. They can make a donation online anytime. They can support one of our events. The next event, and probably our biggest of the year, is coming up on June the 13th. It's called Hike for Hospice. And they can, it's much like any other peer-to-peer fundraising activity, like a walk or a run or a hike or a bike. It's an outdoor activity. They don't have to attend a physical event. They can do it any time of day or night, but they could participate in the hike. They could give us a gift of securities. They could donate a vehicle. They could donate a boat. They could leave us in their will. There's many, many, many ways they can help.
I was reading some of the webpage about that. So that's fascinating how, to raise $1.5 million, that's you should try a 50-50 draw sometime. It works well at the radio station sometime.
We're actually going to.
It's catching on. It's big.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we're good. So we'll wrap it up now. We will have you back if we can, Gord, and do some more.
That'd be my
pleasure. Again, thank you for coming in and sharing your story. I wanted to share that with my listeners. Gord Neal, CEO, Hospice Halifax. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening. And again, all these shows, I trust you've learned something this morning. Now, this show will be on my website in a few weeks, beyondyourfinancialdestination.ca. For anyone else, you can call me at 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, Stay safe and stay invested.